Erickson here. I am a professional on occasion. Welcome. The phone number, if you want to be on the program, 877-973-7425. I've got to go back to this clip from yesterday. This is painful. This was a mother who testified 2 days ago in Congress about her sons. I played this. I didn't intend to restart the program today talking about this issue again, and yet I must in light of Merrick Garland's testimony. Listen to this mother.
If we had Chinese troops lining up along our southern border with weapons aimed at our people, you damn well know you would do something about it. This is a war. Act like it. Do something.
That lady lost two sons to fentanyl. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the adulteress from Georgia, blamed Joe Biden for this woman's son's death and said it was Joe Biden's fault. The sons died when Donald Trump was president of the United States. When Joe Biden was asked to respond, he blamed Donald Trump. Can we get past the blame game? Our kids, 100,000 a year. Precisely last year, 107,375 Americans died from fentanyl. And you've got Marjorie Taylor Greene blaming Joe Biden for deaths that happened when Donald Trump was president. You've got Joe Biden saying, well, it was Donald Trump's fault. We're doing something. And you're not. You're not doing anything. This is a bipartisan problem. The number of people coming across the border right now may be more than when Donald Trump was president, but the fentanyl was coming across when Donald Trump was president. That woman's two sons died when Trump was president. I'm so damn tired of both sides blaming each other for cheap political points, for fundraising emails that tie up my email inbox, instead of actually dealing with the problem. This is Merrick Garland testifying to the United States Senate yesterday. This is the Attorney General of the United States.
In 2022 and for the first couple of months of 2023, DOJ has announced charges against 34 individuals for blocking access to or vandalizing abortion clinics. And there have been over 81 reported attacks.
That's the wrong clip. This is the right clip.
Fentanyl deaths are more than gun and accident deaths combined in the United States. Did you know that?
Yes, sir.
I mean, this is, how would you describe the fentanyl problem in America?
It's a horrible epidemic, but it's an epidemic that's been unleashed on purpose by the Sinaloa and the New Generation Jalisco cartels.
Okay. Let's just stop and absorb that for a moment. It's a horrible epidemic. It kills more people than car wrecks and gun violence combined. And the question is, what are we going to do about it? Under current law, fentanyl loses its Schedule 1 status by the end of the year. You oppose that, I assume.
I certainly do. All fentanyl-related drugs should be scheduled permanently.
Do you support mandatory minimums for people dealing in fentanyl?
I think we already have mandatory minimums for people dealing.
Do you think they should be increased?
I think we have more than enough ability now to attack this problem.
Well, would you agree with me? Whatever we have is not working.
Well,
whatever we're doing is not working.
I agree with that because of the number of deaths that you pointed out.
Just keep an open mind that what we got on the books is not working.
What we got on the books is not working. That was a United States Senator questioning Merrick Garland, who says this is intentional. But yet, this is also, listen to this exchange with Merrick Garland.
Mexican drug cartels, should they be designated foreign terrorist organizations under U.S. law?
Yeah, I think it's the same answer I gave before. They are already designated in any number of ways and sanctioned by the Treasury.
Would you oppose some of us trying to make them foreign terrorist organizations?
I wouldn't oppose it, but again, I want to point out there are diplomatic concerns. We need the assistance of Mexico in this and designating.
Is Mexico helping us effectively with our fentanyl problem?
They are helping us, but they could do much more. There's no question about that.
Well,
okay. If I use profanity, I get in trouble. This is the Attorney General of the United States testifying before the United States Senate that because of diplomatic reasons with the country he admits is not really helping us as much as they could, we should not designate these organizations terrorist organizations. I want to go back to the earlier clip. Listen to the beginning of this clip.
Fentanyl deaths are more than gun and accident deaths combined in the United States. Did you know that?
Yes, sir.
I mean, this is, how would you describe the fentanyl problem in America?
It's a horrible epidemic, but it's an epidemic that's been unleashed on purpose.
Unleashed on purpose. Friends, ladies and gentlemen, the Attorney General of the United States, in testimony with questions from one member of the United States Senate, says fentanyl is terrible. It is unleashed on purpose. It is unleashed on purpose by drug cartels. He names the drug cartels. And then he says, but we can't really name them foreign terrorists because we need Mexico's help. And then concedes Mexico is not actually helping us. What are we going to do? We've got to fight these people. 107,375. That's the number of Americans who were killed last year by fentanyl. 107,375. Why are we not going to war? If Al-Qaeda killed 107,375 Americans, we would be blowing them to smithereens throughout Africa and the Middle East and Asia. Why are we not launching missiles at the drug cartels that the Attorney General of the United States are saying willful and intentional targeting of Americans with fentanyl? Willful and intentional. If Al-Qaeda willfully and intentionally target American citizens, we would blow them up. Why are we not blowing up the drug cartels? There are portions of southern Mexico where the Mexican government can't even go because they're scared of the drug cartels. And the Mexican president, given the history of Mexico, he's probably on the take with the Mexican drug cartels. It wouldn't surprise me one bit if he had ties to the Mexican drug cartels. In fact, there's a lot of credible speculation that he does. And our government, our attorney general, he's rounding up pro-lifers who protest in front of abortion clinics, but he's too freaked out about diplomatic ties with the Mexican government. He says it's doing nothing to designate the drug cartels as terrorist organizations. There's an op-ed from John Feely and Joaquin Villalobos in the Politico today. In the 1980s, one of us was a guerrilla commander fighting to overthrow an unjust Central American government. The other was a U.S. Marine pilot. Today, we are close colleagues who have dedicated our lives to strengthening democratic peace and governance in the Western Hemisphere. Some things change, but others don't. One thing that hasn't changed is the nature of organized crime. It is soulless, cruel, and the antithesis of a peaceful democratic existence. And organized crime has taken its brutality to a new level with its latest commodity, fentanyl. The drug's destruction is well known by now, yet the numbers are still stunning. Out of the 107,375 people in the United States who died of drug overdoses and drug poisonings over the course of the year, 67% involves synthetic opioids like fentanyl, according to the CDC. This drug, illegally manufactured mostly in Mexico, is the scourge of police departments and hospital emergency rooms across the country. One tool to combat fentanyl has been overlooked. If members of Congress or the Biden administration really want to take on this deadly drug, there's an opportunity to seriously debilitate the organized criminal syndicates that make it. Secretary of State Blinken should designate the narco syndicates as foreign terrorist organizations. Using his existing authority, Blinken could make the determination that these organized criminal cartels are, according to the law, foreign organizations engaged in terrorist activity that threatens the security of U.S. nationals or national security of the United States. By designating producers of fentanyl as foreign terrorist organizations, U.S. federal and state law enforcement bureaucracies have expanded power to seize assets of U.S. citizen collaborators of the cartels. They could be prosecuted under terrorism statutes and given stiffer sentences. Let me put this all in perspective for you. Let me put in perspective what we're dealing with the fentanyl crisis. The president of the United States was willing to take a 2003 law related to the war on terror and use it to bail out the student loans of millions of Americans. He was willing to take a novel interpretation of a pre-existing law in order to bail out student loans of people. And it was a law whose authority the president had previously said he had no power to use. What this president is not willing to do is take a very clear law that very clearly gives him the authority to designate the drug cartels as terrorist organizations. According to the Attorney General, it's diplomatic issues with Mexico that are the problem. Why should we care about diplomatic issues with a country that's not doing what they could do to help us solve this problem and frankly can't do what they need to do to solve this problem? If the United States government designated the drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, they could domestically go after the truck drivers, the warehouse operators, the storehouse operators, the accountants, the lawyers, the bankers, and the street-level dealers inside the United States who are working with the drug cartels. They could go after them far more easily at state and federal levels with far more resources and throw them in prison. Do you really think the Mexican drug cartels aren't using lawyers in this country? That they aren't using bankers in this country? That they aren't using distributors in this country? They've got storehouses, warehouses, and dealers all over this country. My next door neighbor, before he was carted off to prison, was one of the people helping the drug cartels. This dude lived on the other side. We had two wooded lots, and on the other side was this house. One day, the police swarmed my house, and my wife thought I had said something on radio, and they were there to protect us from crazies. No, they were waiting to do a raid on the house next door. The guy had been tied to a tractor trailer full of meth and cocaine and God knows what else. They were growing marijuana, and his wife was sending the kids to go to unlocked cars in our neighborhood and steal guns and file the serial numbers off of them. True story. That happened in suburbia. You use the foreign terrorist designation and suddenly it's easier to go after all those people. My fellow Americans, my dear listeners, if Al-Qaeda killed 107,375 Americans, we would be waging all-out holy warfare against them. They would have nowhere to hide on planet Earth. They could not hide in the shadows of the jungles. They could not hide in the shade of the caves. They could not hide anywhere in the world. We would hunt them down and kill them. Why are we not doing that to the narco-terrorists who have killed 107,375 Americans in the last year? Why are we not hunting these terrorists down and killing them? Why are we so concerned with the sensibilities and diplomatic ties of a Mexican government in the pocket of the drug cartels who won't actually do what it takes to help us? Why are we more concerned with diplomatic niceties than dead Americans? That is not a problem of Joe Biden. That is a problem of multiple presidencies. Donald Trump was pushed to do this and didn't do it either. Joe Biden has been pushed to do this and hasn't done it either. It is time. It is time for the presidents of the United States to take this seriously. Secure the border, build the wall, declare these people terrorists, and bomb them out of existence.